We're talking about a people mover. The one out at O'Hare that has not been moving. However, Sarah Freistart from the Chicago Tribune, business reporter, is with us to tell us about the O'Hare people mover. Hello there, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm moving. I'm moving as I'm a people person. I'm a people mover. You know, I got to tell you, this topic, I've never brought it up on the air before because nothing was ever working. And what the heck are you going to say about it? But I don't know how many times I was at an O'Hare and this thing wasn't running. And I'm like, is this ever going to work? Why is this thing not functioning? You know, this is the thing, the people, explain what the people mover is, and if people don't know what the people mover is, Sarah.
Sure. It's been quite the ongoing story. So the people mover is the automated train that used to run from the parking lots and between the terminals. I know it was always a kind of treat for a lot of kids, just a fun way to get around the airport and an efficient way to get around the airport. It has been closed for construction for several years, but is supposed to be reopening tomorrow morning.
For public? For the public, or are they just going to test something?
Nope. To the public is what we have been told. Tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m.
Well, you know, just in time for the holiday season, because, you know, obviously we have Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's coming up. And this isn't last year, thank God. And I think the airlines are expecting quite a hefty increase in air travel if they can find enough workers to man their airplanes. So that would entail the people mover, and that will make life a lot easier for people who go to O'Hare and want to park in those outlying lots, which I think is the way to go, quite frankly, and was so convenient when the people mover was there, but it was not convenient when they were doing it. You had to get on a bus. Isn't that the way that worked for a while?
Yeah. So the people mover completely shut down. There had been some periods of, you know, of pausing service, but it completely shut down in January 2019. And since then, yes, they have been running shuttle buses between the terminals and from the rental car lot to the terminals and from the parking lot to the terminals. But they say once the train is running again, it'll take about just about 10 minutes to get from one end the way to the other end. So,
I mean, it's an oxymoron, or maybe that's not the right term, but you go to O'Hare Airport and you want to travel comfortably, and here's this thing that right away is throwing you a wrench into your plans. Because you got to get on a bus, and to get on the bus, you got to go into the parking lot, and you got to find where the bus comes into the parking lot. But it's not just your parking lot; it's everybody's parking lot. So once you get on the bus, you're headed to somebody else's park. I mean, it was a pain. Can you tell I didn't like it? It was. Why was it? Why the delay?
Well, that's the big question. My colleagues at the Tribune have previously reported that the project pretty quickly after it got underway, you know, devolved into delays and finger pointing and contract disputes between the city and the contractor working on the project. But more recently, the Chicago Department of Aviation told me that the contractor blamed some delays on the pandemic because, you know, manufacturing and travel restrictions made it hard to get parts and for experts to travel to Chicago to help with testing, and that there were challenges during the testing phase of the project, that it revealed some challenges.
Well, I certainly can accept some delays because of the COVID pandemic, because everything's delayed. I mean, I think that's legitimate, but you were talking, it totally had shut down in 2019, and they had obviously cut the deal way before that, what was the initial kerfuffle, so to speak? What was the initial problem? They didn't agree on a contract, or there was an argument about the contract? I don't understand.
So the contractor signed on to the project in 2015, and it when the contractor signed on, the work was actually supposed to be substantially complete by December 2018.
Right.
And the contract said, interrupted service was supposed to be kept to, quote, an absolute minimum. Obviously, that did not happen. We're talking years ago, just delays and kind of disputes and, just a dispute over getting the work done and what was possible and what was not possible.
Okay, so I understand it was originally, correct me if I'm wrong, a $310 million, 3.5-year contract.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So anything that gets delayed usually has a bigger price tag. Has it gone beyond that $310 million?
It has, yes. So after the disputes, the value of the contract was bumped up to $340 million. The city has said that is because of some settlement agreements that arose from these disputes and some unforeseen work. But to date, the city has not paid the full $340 million just yet. They have paid about $323 million, a little bit more than that.
Which is $13 million more than it was originally contracted for.
Exactly.
I've been living in Chicago for quite a while, and getting a contract to do something at O'Hare historically has always been something that the people who were providing a service to the airport that required a contract, that was like gold mining. That was gold if you got a contract out of O'Hare. But apparently not for the people doing the, it sounds so redundant, for the folks doing the people mover, at least the contractor or somebody. A contract with O'Hare is usually a gift, more or less, with all sorts of typical Chicago discussions, if you will, beforehand as to who gets the contract and that kind of thing. Is there going to be, do you think, in your opinion, further legal clashes between the city and whoever currently is in charge of the contract, who's the contractor on the people mover, or are we done with it?
You know, that's not something I can really speculate about. I can say that the disagreements in the past over the contract, they did go to a mediator. They reached, as I mentioned, these settlement agreements. As for what happens next, I can't exactly predict the future. So I
right.
I
well, what? Know. You can't? Come on, Sarah. Look into that business crystal ball. Okay, shut down completely January 2019, opening up tomorrow. What time did you say? At 10 o'clock? 10 or something?
10:30 tomorrow morning.
Yep. 10:30 tomorrow morning. Well, I wonder if there's going to be a big ceremony. Do you think there will be a lot of media coverage, or who's going to be the first?
Well, they did have a event today to introduce the media to the people mover. as for what happens tomorrow, I am not aware of anything, but I
right.
guess we never know. So.
Right. Well, I mean, who's the first person to get on the people mover once the people mover starts moving? Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate your input, and safe travels wherever you may go, Sarah. Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for being with us here at 720 WGN.